There are varied issues that will be considered. One of them is the issue of the proposal made by USA with regards to amending the definition of blood diamond so that it includes violence. We think the issue will be topical and it will be put into officially into the plenary. The rules of the Kimball process are very clear that there should be consensus. What it means is that all members must agree. If one member says no, then the motion will not proceed. There won't be agreement. And naturally, as you may have heard last week, the Kimball chair, Mrs. Gillian Milovich, intimated that the issue of proposed amendment is likely to face resistance. So we are not quite sure whether the Americans will officially reintroduce their proposal into the plenary, because the plenary is the decision-making session of the Kimball process. If it does, then definitely it is going to be vetoed by Zimbabwe, at least in Namibia and Tanzania. But even Zimbabwe's veto on its own will stop everything.
Why is Zimbabwe and some African countries so not interested in the definition of blood diamond being changed to encompass human rights abuses perpetrated by governments sitting in power?
You see, that is the problem. You are already judging the government. Our argument as civic society is that, as progressive society, is that the issue of violence is well taken care of by other agencies of United Nations. As you know, Kimball process is another agent of United Nations. So you cannot duplicate functions which are already taken care of by other agencies.